Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is giving the strongest signal yet he may be backing down from Ukraine's efforts to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO.
Of course, Ukraine is not the NATO member. We understand that. We are quite adequate regarding our understanding. We have heard for many years about the open doors, but we also heard that we can't enter those doors. And this is truth, and we have simply to accept it as it is. And I'm glad that our people already have come to that understanding. We count on ourselves and on the partners who are helping us bilaterally.
Zelensky was speaking to a British-led coalition called the Joint Expeditionary Force. His remarks come after frustrations over NATO's refusal to institute a no-fly zone or send Ukraine warplanes. Zelensky has said the number one thing Ukraine needs is protection from the sky, and his frustration came through in his remarks.
Strongest alliance in the world, NATO, which seems, or some of the members of these alliance are hypnotized by Russian aggression.
Keeping Ukraine out of NATO has been one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's main justifications for invading Ukraine. But U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Zelensky's remarks were not a concession. He told CNN's Wolf Blitzer it was a reflection of reality that, in his words, Ukraine was not going to get into NATO tomorrow. Of course, joining NATO has been a goal for Ukraine since 2008. Zelensky raised the issue a month ago on CNN.
We have some desire in our country, and in addition to this, we have a war in the East. Yes, we would like to join NATO, and it will protect our integrity, and it's also stated in our legislation, in the Constitution of Ukraine.
Since then, bombs and missiles have continued to fall, and a week ago, Zelensky gave another interview on ABC World News Tonight.
Regarding NATO, I have cooled down regarding this question a long time ago. After we understood that Russia is not that NATO is not prepared to accept Ukraine, the alliance is afraid of controversial things and confrontation with Russia. I never wanted to be a country which is begging something on its knees. And we are not going to be that country, and I don't want to be that president.
Even as Ukraine cools down on joining NATO, the war has led several other countries to take a closer look at joining, in particular Finland and Sweden, which are both neutral countries. Meanwhile, NATO itself is looking at making some internal changes, with or without Ukraine or other new members. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke to reporters ahead of an upcoming NATO meeting, describing plans for discussions on things like sending more forces to Eastern Europe and holding more and larger military exercises.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its military integration in Belarus creates a new security reality on the European continent. So we need to reset NATO's military posture for this new reality. Tomorrow, ministers will start an important discussion on concrete measures to reinforce our security for the longer term in all domains.
President Joe Biden is planning to go to Brussels next week to attend a March 24th NATO summit. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.